Hello.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Tom, what, when you look at the Eagles in the games they've had Westbrook and the games they haven't, what differences do you see, and how do you prepare not knowing whether he's going to be?
Well, you prepare for Westbrook. You know, there's no doubt. I mean, he's a great football player, and he is a guy that they rely on tremendously. And in key situations in the game, you've got a good thought that he's going to get the ball. So you prepare for Westbrook, and then McCoy is that a younger style player along the same line. So I think it bodes well.
Coach, I mean, you've seen that Westbrook's role has changed this year, though. He's not been used as much. He's rotating now with McCoy. Do you see a different kind of player in the film that you've seen of him?
Not really.
Coach, Donovan McNabb last year in the playoff game, apparently when he picked up the phone on the sideline, I guess a photo was hung at your practice facility about that, and some of the players haven't forgotten about that. What does that do for this game this week?
I don't know. There's no picture hung up anywhere on that. I do remember the incident, and don't have anything to say about it.
How impressive have you been with McCoy so far? What have you liked, and how is he similar to Westbrook?
Well, he's very athletic, very fast, you know, and as I say, a good receiver. When called upon, whether it's been in the Wildcat or however he's been used, he's. He obviously shows the talent level that is the reason why he was drafted as high as he is, as he was.
Hey, Tom, a couple of years ago, the game that you had 12 sacks up there in 07, Winston Justice had a tough day at left tackle, and he's a guy who's, you know, he's hung in there, and he's at right tackle now. Have you seen anything from him, you know, as far as bouncing back from what happened? It was not a great day for him 2 years ago up there.
Oh, sure. He's an athletic young player. And, you know, I mean, obviously when you get pressed into a role like that, it's a difficult thing. And I think that, you know, we've experienced some of that a little bit with Will Beatty, you know, and are trying to get him ready to play as a young player. But, you know, he's obviously developed, and he's, as I said, he's very athletic. He's certainly improved, and he's learned from his experiences.
Tom, how important is that continuity on the offensive line? You guys had your five guys together for so long. The Eagles are going through something this year where their guys.
I think it's very important, and the reason is communication. And I think that, you know, given the amount of time that, you know, when the team gets over the ball till the ball gets snapped, some of the things that happen with the outstanding defensive teams that we play against. Sometimes you just have to rely on the fact that you know each other, and each of you having gone through this many times before is going to react the same way. So I think there's a big communication thing there, and I think that the continuity factor and the pride that the team and the group takes in that continuity, I think, is a big factor.
Is it maybe one of the most underrated things in the game?
If it is underrated, it isn't by the coaches, I guarantee you.
Is the fact that they haven't used Vic much, or he hasn't had much of an impact so far, does that impact the way you prepare? Do you account for him, or do you just kind of...
Oh, yeah. No, you've got to prepare for everything, and the simple fact is that, you know, we have played against Michael Vick in the past, and we observe how he's being used in the Wildcat formation, and the fact he's throwing the ball from that. So, you know, you have to, anticipate as best you can what the next next level of the direction that those formations and what have you will go.
Do you get the sense that there hasn't been as much Wildcat and much Vic use because Andy might be saving it for a game like this?
I don't know that. I mean, I wouldn't even be able to comment on that. I know that one of the major decisions that you make, I would think, would be the whether you want Donovan McNabb off the field.
Eli made some throws that, I guess, to outsider look uncharacteristic for him, especially in Arizona game. How's he doing? How is he bouncing back from that kind of thing? And what have you seen from him since that game?
Well, he grinds away. He is a guy that, you know, he's always the first one to tell you when he's wrong, when he's responsible for an error. And, you know, he has great character. He works his tail off. You know, he's a very proud guy, and you know, he's simply on his way to bouncing back, if you will, or he's working very hard in practice. And you know, we've had an opportunity to see him in this situation, and nobody works harder, prepares harder, and is more committed to the leadership role that he has on his team than Eli.
You mentioned Will earlier. How did he grade out in his first start for Kareem?
He did okay. Yeah, he's athletic, and he did some things very well. And obviously, a player like that, as I mentioned before, all you can do is, he does have to play. And with that will come the improvement.
How's Kareem looking for Sunday?
He practiced today, so our hopes are up.
How's Brandon been doing mindset-wise? I know he had some quotes. He was kind of frustrated that the big yardage wasn't coming.
He played well the other day and was physical. You know, put the ball up inside, took it outside a couple of times, made a nice touchdown run.
Tom, how big of a game is this between, really, you're talking about a division lead here?
Well, it's in the division. You know, it's in the division. It's the, for us, the eighth, for Philadelphia, the seventh game of the year. You don't get many divisional games, as you know. So, obviously, it's you know, at this point in the season, I tell our team that this is the biggest game of the year because it's the next game. But I said that for 7 weeks, too. So, we try to focus all of our energy on this one opponent, always being the next most important game.
Tom, is Ahmad practicing through the week now? I know he had an injury that kept him out of practice, but he was able to play a couple of weeks ago. Is that still the case? Or?
Oh, yeah. This is the way it is for him, and this is the way it will be. You know, some weeks he has an opportunity to do more than others, but he will practice at least one day, and he will take jog-throughs and that type of thing, and we will try to manage that as best we can, and then in doing so, then he has an opportunity to play on Sunday.
What is it exactly that he's got? Is that
got an ankle, an old ankle that has given him trouble for quite some time.
Hey Tom, Jeff Fiegels was old when he was here like 15 years ago. how's he holding up physically? Does he amaze you what he's able to keep doing at his age?
Yes. Yeah, he's quite an athlete, though. I mean, you have to be a superb athlete to be able to do the things that he does. And he has, a real bounce in his step. He loves to play, and he loves to be a member of a team. And he, he has great, in his heart, is great enthusiasm for what he does. And, he's a tremendous guy to have on your team.
Kevin Boss doesn't have the flashy numbers as the other tight ends, but can you talk about him as a player?
He has improved in each year as a blocker. He is a big target. The catch he made the other night was, and the hit he took was an incredible play. For him to hang on to the ball, I think, says it all.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.